Okay. Oh, this has been recording. Sorry about the rough beginning. It's not my day for audio, boo. It's time to work on my bass amp. It's George here, by the way. I'm getting this all mixed up. Yeah, I'm working on my bass amp. I've had it around to a few gigs. It's been, about a year and a half since I last did this. It's just time every once in a while to open it up and tighten a lot of the things that come loose. Partially from the design of it, the vibrations just tend to work everything loose from playing bass through it and from carrying it around in my cart. It's a 59 Bassman replica by Fender, and it's served me really, really well. It's all tube. I love the tube sound. It's got twin 6L6s for the output stage and 312 AX7s. It's even got the tube rectifier, which is the 5AR4. Some of you won't even know what half this stuff means. But it's built like the older technology that would have been around in the 50s. They didn't even skimp out, really. The only thing they skimped out was doing the circuit board wiring rather than the point-to-point wiring. I've taken it all apart. Many of the bolts were loose. I had to take out the back panel, so there's four screws for the top of the back and four screws for the bottom. And there's also the two sort of nut and bolt combos that hold the chassis to the top of the amplifier. The chassis hangs down from the top. The knobs are right on top of the rear. And of course all the tubes hang out of the bottom of the chassis. And then there were, of course, four bolts to each of the four speakers. There's four 10-inch speakers involved in this combo. They're Jensen, probably much like the original ones that were there in the 50s, because they have the old Alnico magnets, paper cones, even the paper surround for the suspension. Not only were the nuts on the back of the speakers loose, but the speaker board itself, I think it's called a baffle board, had come loose as well. So that wasn't... I'd heard some rattles, and I think just overall you lose some synergy in the unit when that stuff starts to happen. So there's six of those. Tighten them all up. Now I was trying to do a boo as I was working on this thing live, and it didn't work out so well. I'm not sure entirely why, but such is the case. But you get to hear me sticking it all together. I'm now putting the chassis back in place. Oh, you won't give me a break. I gotta get a wrench. Nut and bolt combination, but the thing's turning as much as the other. The nut is turning as much as the screw, so. Oh, but it seems to have settled now. That's good. There we go. That's the chassis in place. Amazing, but I think for once putting it together is gonna work out to being as speedy as taking it apart. Must remember to put in the cord retainer. I almost yanked the cord out of the cabinet by forgetting about it. It just holds the cord steady in the cabinet itself. And, yeah, that's a good thing for anything being carried about. I must say, it's a miracle that that's all that was wrong, because this amp suffered a fall out of a van. There was a church function I was playing for, and they were in a hurry to get everybody home. It was late at night, and so they were sort of packing everything into the van. Realized they'd forgotten a piece of equipment, not mine, but when they opened the door, this amp ended up falling out and miraculously landing on its front. I don't know how all of the tubes didn't break, but there wasn't a one broken. There was only a little smudge on the front of the vinyl to indicate that anything at all had happened. But I was very fortunate there, so. It's amazing. amazing how some of these little things can give you so much grief. This screw is not wanting to line up into the hole correctly so that I can fasten the cord retainer back in position. There it goes. Excellent. Okay, so I'll snug that in place. I can't believe I'm almost ready to put the back of this thing on. That way I'll know how well I've got the chassis in place. Oh, good. I always like it when things fit together well. And when they come apart well, it's a bit of a timely process just because there's so much involved. Oh yes, and before I forget, retrieve these wires. There's four RCA cables. Each of the speaker has its own cord and plug-in on the chassis. They're wired together parallel, but each plugs into the chassis separately. And that's what I'm doing right now. And the fourth. They're all, as I said, parallel. They're 8 ohms. Oh boy, that one's not wanting to connect very well. Like I said, always little things. Well, that was going to need some more attention, so perhaps we'll just pause. There might be slight noise as I do that because this mic is a bit sensitive. Yes, display has locked out to pause recording. Here we go. Okay. Just doing the headphones up. I have to use headphones when the recording with audio boot. Just tightening up the last bit of the chassis here. Snug is in order because we don't want to over tighten the check the other side of that to make sure it's all good now. Yeah, I think that's fine. Okay. Now, to prevent losing the screws, I just stuck them back in the wood when I removed the back panels. I think I'm going to put the lower one on first, just to make it, because that's why I took it off. Yeah, that way I won't confuse myself with it. Putting the screws in the positions, by the way, that they came out. So the one that came out forward, say top left, is, I'm positioning it top left. When I set it elsewhere, and then I'll be able to put it back in the exact same way. There. That'll go home nicely, and the washers all behaved themselves and stayed in the panel, which rarely happens. Sometimes they fly off, even when I can't get them out directly. I find that if I move the panel, sometimes they manage to free themselves and go to parts unknown. Just finger start that, and then I'll start this next one the same way, just put it in and start it by hand, that way make sure it's all straight and threading properly. These wood screws can strip rather easily, so I try not to over tighten them. A little bit of a ratcheting screwdriver, so it's making a little more of a rattle. I don't want to ratchet it, but I could, I suppose. Okay, firm is good for that. Likewise on the other ones. This definitely. Oh no. Oh gee, it's not my day. I just pinched my headphone cord in my panel. Oh boy. Anyway, suffice it to say, I think I'm winning overall. It's just that I'm encountering little setbacks along the way. So we're going to pause again. I'm going to run out of time soon. So I'm going to thank everybody for listening, and we'll say goodbye for now. Catch you later.